Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Good Wednesday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. Today, in 1964, Jeopardy! Made its television debut. On this day, in 1867, the U.S. bought Alaska from Russia. The total price, $7.2 million, or roughly 2 cents an acre. Locally, the Neighborhood Co-op Grocery in Carbondale and the nonprofit Alafia are teaming up to collect eyeglasses to be distributed to Togolese citizens, so between April the 1st and June 30th. You can drop off your donations of sunglasses and reading glasses at the Neighborhood Co-op Grocery. Also in Carbondale, the 8th annual Little Grassy Literary Festival is set for April 13th through the 15th. This is a free event. It's open to the public, and it'll take place at a variety of campus locations, including Morris Library. The Arts Council of Southeast Missouri invites you to the kickoff of the third Public Art Outdoor Exhibition starting April the 15th. All of the work will be on display on Broadway in downtown Cape. And you might be thinking, art on display outside by a major river? Muriel Gaither, the executive director of the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri, says that's the whole point.
You know, we really wanted to bring art outside into the public and give the community a way to access art that they have never had before. One of the facets of the show is that it's not a permanent exhibit. It is a temporary display. So on a yearly basis, the pieces change out, new artists come in, new artwork comes in. So it really is wonderful that the community gets to experience new and different flavors of art.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for the 30th of March. Have a good day. Good morning. It's the 30th of March, and on your WSIU Almanac, on this day in 1939, Batman first appeared in comic books. And of course, 77 years later, he is still fighting the bad guys. And $39.85 million was spent on this day in 1987 for a painting, Van Gogh's Sunflowers. Locally in Franklin County, the Benton Chamber of Commerce invites you to their annual Franklin Hospital Auxiliary Scholarship Dinner. It's happening this Tuesday, April the 5th, at the Benton Civic Center. In Carbondale, the 8th annual Little Grassy Literary Festival is set April 13th, 14th, and 15th. This is a free event. It's, of course, open to the public. The Little Grassy Festival will bring internationally known poets and prose writers to the Carbondale campus to share their works. This morning at 10 and every Wednesday, the Benton Library has story time for preschool kids. Benton Public Library Director Sue Stickle points out some other good news.
We're celebrating our 100th anniversary. We have some events planned throughout the year.
And these events beginning May, and they'll even go into the fall with some special holiday celebrations at the library, and they have good hours.
We are open 7 days a week.
And some blood drives coming up Friday, April the 1st, Give Blood in Charleston from 2 to 6 at the Charleston Public Library. And that's no April Fools. And in Centralia, this Monday you can give blood between the hours of 1 and 6 at the Christ Our Rock Lutheran High School. And that's the WSIU Almanac. In the waning days of March, have a good day.